This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Those look great.
Definitely.
Are you sure?
You gotta cinch them.
Yeah, we told you to cinch them.
Yeah, you just paper bag them out and cinch them.
Okay, you're just gonna cinch them and then you'll see.
You'll love them.
Shop Talk is your exclusive look behind the scenes of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Okay, sir, these are dark blue, these are light blue, and these are kind of medium blue.
Get informed of the latest styles, newest merchandise, and hottest sports memorabilia items. Shop Talk gives you all the tips to get you geared up for the season.
I'm gonna show the Jonathan Daniels on the sidelines. Sweatshirt, rolled up. Did you offer any fashion advice?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time on that.
Now, here to talk shop, the staff of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Shop Talk. My name is Jeff. With me, as always, is Jim. Party on, Jim.
Party on, Jeff.
And Mike is unfortunately not with us today, so we've brought in the closer. Mike.
Slacker.
Oh, hey. So Tracy Cermani has decided to drop by and talk about cheerleaders today.
Yeah, I want to know why the only time I get invited is when Mike Perriello cancels. Not feeling too special about
that. Do you really want to be here when Mike's here?
No, but I want to get invited not just because Mike's not here.
Okay. All right.
Only been twice, and it's when he's called in sick or whatever his excuse is.
Yeah, we'll have more on that later, I think. We'll figure out where Mike is today.
Let's call him. We called him last time.
We'll try to get a hold of him.
Okay.
Absolutely. So, anyway, we thought we'd start the show off with a little recap of the week that was, rounding victory over the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Did you go to the game, Jim?
I did not go this week.
What were your thoughts on the game itself?
I thought it was fantastic. I think the defense stepped up in a way that no one predicted they would have, you know, against a pretty viable offense, right? Offense did what we hoped they would do. Nice to see the tight ends getting involved, and it looks like, you know, things go the way that went.
Were you surprised at the outcome, or did you?
I was surprised that we handled them as easily as we did, yeah. I figured we'd scored 30-something points, but I didn't think we'd hold them down as well as we did. And the score didn't really reflect the way the game was played either. If you looked at it, if you only watched the first half, it was a very different outcome than the score said.
Agreed. Tracy, any thoughts from the sideline view that you had?
You know, we have the best view in the house, the cheerleaders. But I have to say, the way that we start every game, when the cheerleaders take the field, they enter through the visitors' ramp, and you kind of get a good, I guess, impression of how the players are feeling before they start. And the visitors, I mean, the Bengals, they were pumped. They were really, really.
Really?
They were pumped. I mean, they went into that game, I guess like every team feels, thinking they're going to win the game. And
That first drive probably took the wind out of their sails.
They went into the game thinking they were going to win. And, you know, 5 minutes into it, I think they realized they definitely weren't going to win. But, you know, I think probably the only thing better than the great Pats win on Sunday was the great Jets loss on Monday. That was
absolutely
awesome.
So you can tell a difference, though, when you come through that visitor's entrance? You can tell?
I mean, there are some teams that come through and you get nervous. You think, wow, you know, they're going to be tough today. Just by seeing when they come off the field from their practice before they, you know, come back out for the player intros, and you think, man, I wouldn't want to be opposing them today. And, if you were on the other side when the Pats came out, probably you'd be thinking the same thing. But you can get a good feel for how the game's going to start off just by seeing what the other team looks like. And they look like they were going to play pretty tough. And, you know, 2 minutes into the game, I guess.
That's what happens. You want to get to a fast start.
Well, they were surprised, and Pats looked great, and it was a great outcome.
Yeah, I thought it was a total team effort myself. I mean, you name a person on defense, they made a play. I mean, you know, Devin McCourty was all over the field.
That's what seemed different. I know it's only 1 week, but that's what seemed different than last year. Last year, you didn't have anyone really making a play with any consistency. Guyton running that interception back and the play Tate made on special teams. We seemed to be missing some of that.
Exactly.
You know, that we had had in the past with some of those other guys that have, you know, now gone on.
Yep. Everybody on the front line made plays. Will Fork had a sack. Tully Bantakane's getting pressure. I mean,
Brady barely got dirty.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, good. On the other side of the ball, exactly. The offensive line, right. Kept them clean for the most part, so.
I think the fans had a lot to do with it, too, though. Big difference between regular season game and the preseason with the fans really helping out. They were making a lot of noise on third down, I'll tell you. They were really creating a pretty good home field advantage. I thought it made a difference.
That's another good point, because I thought their third down defense this year, was, well, this game, was much better than last year. Last year it was third and automatic. It was almost like the Jets, you know, giving up the third and 28
right.
Monday night. We were like that last year, and we couldn't stop anybody on
look,
third
the Bengals
down.
Can run the ball, right? They can yeah. run the ball. They have better receivers than
absolutely.
They've had in a couple of years, and they still weren't able to do a lot. That's
yep.
that's a really good sign.
So it was good to see some of these players emerge.
Nice day, too.
It was a great day.
Yeah.
Did you go to the game?
I did not go to the game.
Started off sprinkling a little, you know, cheerleaders were getting ready, and I said, oh, no, please, spending all this time on their beautiful hair. Don't let it rain. But it ended
it
up being
off.
Beautiful. It did. It was a beautiful day.
That's a long day.
Day
for cheerleaders, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's a real long day.
Yeah, we'll
it's
get into that a little day. Bit later. You can all tell right. us what a typical game day was or is for
it
the girls.
Is, yes.
I'm sure it's quite lengthy, but wanted to get into product sales. Jim, how did online perform?
It was a great four or five days. We did a newsletter on Friday that was advertising Football Fridays, which I think we talked about in the last show a little bit,
yep.
but just to recap on that, I mean, the NFL is behind the promotion, but I think in general it sort of just became something organic where even other teams, the Red Sox or the Celtics, when they were doing well, parents were sending their kids off to school on Fridays when there was a big game over the weekend wearing Celtics colors or Red Sox colors,
yep.
and now they're doing it with Patriot colors. So, We're obviously looking forward to helping supply apparel for that purpose. So I know my boys wear their Patriots stuff every Friday when they
Very
go to
nice.
School. And so, you know, over the weekend we saw a lot of youth sales come through. We sold the – you know, it's funny. It got cold fast. Didn't it
oh, yeah.
started to cool off really quick. So sweatshirt sales started going really crazy the last couple of days. A lot of hoodies.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly the throwback vintage. There's two colors of that. I think it's red and navy.
Yep.
That one we sold a ton of over the weekend. So
that was a big sale in the store on game day as well.
Yeah, it's a popular one. I would imagine a lot of people got to the game and thought, geez, I'm a little chillier than I thought I was, and they run in there and grab a sweatshirt.
Yeah, I've got the sales here in front of me, and just scanning through it, I see a lot of sweatshirts. Obviously, the Belichick charcoal and navy, both versions of those sold well. That vintage hood sold well.
I like the navy one myself.
And we've set up a link online so people can view these products, Jim?
Absolutely, at patriotsproshop.com.
Thank you. Can you tell them how they can find these products?
Oh, the ones we're talking about now?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. If you type in Shop Talk as one word, Shop Talk, into the search box, it'll bring up all the things that we prepared to speak about today. Not that some other things might not come up, but most of the items we talk about should be able to be found under Shop Talk.
And one of the things I did yesterday, I had a little time. I rewatched the game.
Look at you doing your prep.
Wow.
I know. I did a little prep this time. And I actually paid attention to the sideline, and I made notes as to who was wearing what. And I identified the products, and we put them on that search. So if you go on to patriotsproshop.com, type in Shop Talk, you can find out what products we sell that were visible on the sidelines.
And as you know, every single Monday we get calls, that shirt Belichick was wearing or that hat. So
we won't talk about
wearing.
That one.
Well, yeah, that's good. We don't rip them up. But a... You know, we always get those calls. That hat I saw some of the coaches wearing on the sideline, can I get that hat?
Exactly, yeah. Like I think Bill's son was wearing a white equipment tee.
Right.
So yeah. It was seen a lot on...
We have that at patriotsproshop.com.
And it's on that link. So Ivan Fears was wearing a Navy Belichick hood. He was wearing this year's coach's cap. The statement polos were all over the sidelines.
Right.
As well
I was
as...
rocking one of those.
There you go.
Ah.
Maybe it was you I saw.
Yeah, and I threw the sideline jacket on, I think it was, at halftime because it was getting chilly.
Okay,
way to mix
TV
it up.
Time, huh?
So, yeah.
Nice.
No, I usually stand right about on the bench right about the 30-yard line. So
okay.
I'm pretty visible. My parents and everybody can pick me out.
Yeah,
oh, that's
way
to do
it. We can make a drinking game out of that.
Yeah.
Very easily.
We can make a drinking game out of anything. You can.
That's true. We
yes.
can find a way.
We do sell shot glasses, right? So
we do, and I brought some we can talk about later.
Okay, excellent. But, yeah, the sideline hot jacket was very well visible on the sideline. The sideline fleece as well. So if you go check out the link, you can find out what all the products are. So it was a great game day, I think, for everybody.
How did cheerleader calendars sell?
Cheerleader calendars were one of the top items out of the store.
Mm,
online,
wow.
too.
No word of a lie.
Over the last 3 weeks, it's been in the top two or three every week.
Yep. Jersey sales were up there. Any guesses as to the top? Two or three selling jerseys in the pro shop on game day?
Tom Brady.
Welker.
Those are two of them. Who is the third?
Moss.
Julian Edelman.
No.
He didn't play.
It's a new guy. And they
Gronkowski.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. We sold a lot of those online. I put it up Friday before I left.
Really?
They came in on Friday. We got him into the store for game day, and he was one of the top sellers. Him and Spikes. Those are the two new ones that are starting to sell really well.
Really?
Yep.
Play well, sell well.
Exactly.
And hopefully those guys will be around for a while, too. So
they should be.
They'll get a lot of wear out of those jerseys.
Right. That's
right. Yep. That's right. Got to take that into consideration.
It's always a good idea buying a rookie jersey when a guy comes out hot.
I had
like
bought
that.
A Wilfork jersey, and I was worried because, you know, he didn't have that deal in place. So.
Yep. He was another top seller.
It was a big sigh of relief once he re-signed.
Yep.
Right.
And we talked about name and number tees last week. Jim?
We did, and they've exploded.
Yep.
As we had hoped that they would. We knew they'd be a popular item. I mean, you see people wearing those for other sports and things all the time, and we had never carried them. And that has been really, really good for us. And we want to talk about what we're doing with that?
Well, I've expanded it. I've placed orders for 6 additional guys based on their performances Sunday.
Tracy, you want to guess who those
We can have a little guessing game on this. And if anybody has any questions as well, you can call us here at...
We already have 10, right? We have Brady, Welker, Moss, Wilfork, Butler, Mayo. Who am I missing? Gostkowski, Light.
Yep.
That's 8. I'm missing 2.
Did you say Edelman?
Edelman. Not missing 1.
Merriweather?
Merriweather. So those are the 10 we have.
Ah.
But we're adding how many?
We added 6 more.
6 more.
Ooh, 6 more.
Think of the guys who did big things on the game.
Guyton.
Guyton is one.
Maybe you should do some phone-ins.
We could do that.
Why don't you do that?
If anybody has an idea of who we added, the phone number is 508.
Or should add.
543-7482. Or you can send us an email at webradio@patriots.com.
Was Vince mentioned in there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, Vince is on there. We currently had him.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so you're looking for what, 6 more?
We added 6 more.
6 more.
Based on performance.
Butler? Okay.
We already had that one.
We already had Butler.
So say who you had again.
You want me to go down the list, Jim?
Yeah, go down the
list. Yeah, please do, because I was trying to do it off the top of my head. If you have it written down, it might
You're running out of fingers.
It might
over
go
there.
Smoother.
Right. Yeah.
All right, we have Tom Brady, Wes Welker, Randy Moss, Vince Wilfork, Gerard Mayo, Brandon Merriweather, Darius Butler, Matt Light, Julian Edelman, and Steven Gostkowski.
So you must have added Gronk, probably.
We added the Gronk.
And Spikes.
Have not added Spikes yet.
Okay.
Why am I not having Spikes? That's a
miss.
Because
you said he was a jersey guy, right?
Yep.
We did just add his jersey.
So if you go with the T-shirt, it might take off.
Too. Exactly. That was a miss on my part.
You know the T-shirts we're talking about, right, Tracy? It's like a navy tee, just has a Patriot logo on the front, but the back has the player name.
Oh, I got one.
I haven't seen it.
I got one.
Going to have to go. I haven't seen it.
Brandon Tate.
You know, I'm a regular in the pro shop. And pretty
Brandon
much
Tate. Yeah.
So we got 3 of the 6, right?
Yeah, you said Guyton, Gronk, and Tate.
You're
looking for 3 more.
We're looking for 3 more.
And no, I don't know that. I'm going to have to go to the pro shop and check it out.
Hernandez?
Yeah. Hernandez
is
one.
That's a good one.
I'm trying.
2 more.
Who do
are they offense or defense?
Defense.
Ooh.
Like I said, everybody made a play on
Patrick Chung.
Patrick Chung is one of them. Wasn't he our leading tackler?
We're in sync.
That's right.
I think he was a leading tackler, wasn't he?
I think he was, too. Bill spoke very highly of him on Monday in his presser.
Yeah. I might have to get his jersey made as well. My job
just never
stops.
So we got one more, and he's on defense.
Yep.
I got nothing.
It'll come to us.
Oh,
McCourty.
Yeah, you beat me to it.
You guys are on the same wavelength.
We
yes.
The ESPN thing going on.
That's right.
Nice.
The ESPN thing. Yeah, McCourty had a fantastic game, I thought. You know, he had a couple of plays on Owens there.
Look, it can't be easy
out.
As a rookie coming in and playing against a guy who's going to the Hall of Fame.
Exactly, exactly. And that hit he had on Palmer on the goal line there took a lot out of Palmer. He's a big guy. Did you see Carson Palmer in the tunnel? He's pretty big, isn't he?
I didn't know. Well,
no?
I didn't see him in particular, no.
They're all
big,
right?
Well,
he
is
a big guy.
By comparison to me, yeah.
Tracy's about the size of one of their legs.
Right.
So
I burrow into a hole and just hope I don't get knocked out when they walk by.
So, okay, Tracy, why don't you go ahead and tell us about your typical game day for the
typical
girls.
Typical game day for the cheerleaders. They get there 5 hours before kickoff, so it's a real long day for them, especially for the 1 o'clock games. 5 hours before kickoff, we start off with a meeting so we can cast promotions, start off with a stretch, and then run through all of the dances, all of the cheers, and all of the fillers that they're going to do for the games. Then we have one group of cheerleaders who do hospitality appearances, pregame appearances, at the Audi Pavilion, the Dana-Farber Fieldhouse, and the Hall at Patriot Place. Cheerleaders, the rest of the cheerleaders start getting ready for the game, which, you know, it takes a while. They love to fluff and puff, as we say.
Gotta look their best.
Gotta look their best, which they always look great anyway, but they, you know, it takes a while to get ready for the game. We do a great unity circle before the game, head over and get ready in the – or finish getting ready in the Revolution locker room. And then it's kickoff. So, you know
– how early do you got to be down on the field?
Again, we line up and take the field as soon as the visiting team leaves so that our first pregame routine is, you know, right before the national anthem. So the cheerleaders are out on the field. I would say a total of probably about 3.5 hours or 3 hours and 40 minutes for the entire game. And, you know, it's nonstop. That's the greatest thing about football. You know, they're out there the entire time. There are no breaks and, you know, they don't miss a minute of the action.
Now, as for yourself, you're down there on the field.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Do you get to watch any of the game, or are you busy keeping an eye on them?
Well, I mean, I'm facing the field, so obviously the cheerleaders are facing the fans, and they watch the game, obviously, and then as soon as the play's over, they're entertaining the fans. So, I mean, I see everything. I don't miss a thing. I'm pretty lucky. I have the greatest job in the NFL. I'm telling you, I have the greatest job in the world.
Fantastic.
Tracy, you do
about, like, 7 or 8 different routines during the game, too, don't you?
Yes. The cheerleaders, they do 7 choreographed routines, okay. And then all of the filler music that's played, they do routines that are... you know, kind of off the cuff.
So they're constantly in motion.
Constantly. And they do cheers as well. Cheers just when we're on defense, obviously, no noise on offense. But during offense, they do routines without music, kind of like cheers without words. So nonstop.
Who chooses the music that you do prepared routines for?
Prepared routines, I choose the music for the prepared routines and for the non-prepared routines, the regular music that comes through the system all throughout the game, it's Jason Dvorkin.
Okay.
You know, and always love to have, you know, hear what the fans, you know, what kind of music they like. And, you know, if anybody has any ideas, you know, what they think it would be great for the cheerleaders to dance to, what would motivate the fans, I'm always up for suggestions. So if anybody wants to email some great ideas, send them my way. That would be great, too.
That's webradio@patriots.com or give us a call, 508-543-7482.
We try to mix it up every game and, you know, fresh ideas, you know, different dance routines.
Well, that's one thing I was always kind of surprised at. I have tickets in the south end zone in the 100 level, as does Jeffrey in the opposite corner
of me.
Yes, I do. And I was always – so we get the two-minute warning when you come down and you do the routine right in the end zone. I've always been amazed how week to week to week it's not the same thing.
Yeah, we try to mix it up as much as
possible.
It's
going to be a lot to learn.
Yeah, you know, sometimes if we have a great, real great routine that they've worked really hard on, and, you know, it's a waste to do it just once.
I've seen them repeated every now and then. But
yeah.
Well, I think it's a good mix of songs that you pick, too. You got some classics from the day, and then you got some popular ones that are out on the radio.
Throw in a little disco.
That's what we try to do. We actually do, though. We try to do some, you know, some hip-hop music, some classic rock and roll music, some current top 40 music. And, you know, I personally find, you know, that the fans at Gillette Stadium really seem to love the classic rock music that
absolutely
really motivates. And, you know, it seems the majority of what we do is to that because that gets people on their feet and gets them pumped for the game. You know, it's really fun for the cheerleaders to dance to a really cool, you know, slamming hip-hop song, too. And, you know, those are really...
Something more from their generation.
Well, and it's not just for their generation, but, you know, it kind of lends to some really fun choreography that way, too. And it mixes it up. And, again, there are all the different ages and different tastes and stuff at the stadium. So we do like to mix it up. And with 7 choreographed routines per game and with 10 different, you know, 10 games at the stadium, it gives us a chance to give a good variety.
And how many girls do you have dressed for any given game?
16 dance on the sidelines per game, and we have I have 24 on the team, so 8 that are doing appearances for our guests up in the clubs throughout the game as well. So
okay,
all of our fans are important. We make sure that we spread.
So you
the
mix that up.
Out.
You mix it up. Like 1 week a girl will be on the field, the next week she might be somewhere else, or. Or is it the same ones that do different things?
It depends. You know, typically I like to have the same dancers on the sidelines due to, you know, for what we've practiced. But sometimes I do mix that up a little bit.
Plus, gotcha. I would imagine you get injuries every now and then, right? So
Sometimes. Or, you know, we have a pretty strict attendance schedule that, we, you know, we practice about 70. We rehearse about 70 nights or days a year. Wow. And they're only allowed one absence. If they miss any more than that, they have to sit out a game. So if that's the case, somebody who, you know, is not necessarily scheduled to perform, if they're specifically supposed to be in the promotional line, will then take the place of somebody who's in the dance line.
That's gotcha. A pretty big commitment.
Sounds like Tracy.
It is a big
Tracy
commitment.
Runs a tough ship, just that's like right. Bill.
I'm not surprised.
Just like Bill. Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about the training routine? I think you mentioned there was an article written up about it.
Yeah, there was an article recently in Projo in the Providence Journal, which I was pretty happy with. You know, I think a lot of people think, you know, the cheerleaders just show up on game day a half hour before kickoff and show up on the sidelines with their pom-poms. And the cheerleaders, they do work very, very hard. And they work not just hard at their routines, but they work really hard to stay in shape. You know, not just because that uniform is very unforgiving, but because it's important to stay in shape and it's important to be healthy.
I've seen you put them through the ramps, running the ramps on weekends.
We just ran the ramps last, yeah. Not just weekends. We ran the ramps last night. They were running the ramps at 7:30 last
wow.
night. And, you know, any fan that's had to walk up to their seat in the 300.
Jeff and I drive those ramps.
Yeah. Right.
We golf cart those ramps.
We have golf carts.
Ramps. And the cheerleaders, they run those ramps twice a week. And, you know, they do this. It's a lot more than that. They do P90X. And, you know, we're meeting Saturday morning to do Insanity. That's another good workout program that we have. And they all, you know, they have their own gym memberships, and we do 6 sets of 8 kicks and a million abdominal crunches, and you know, that we have a no junk food policy in the locker room that I like to think they carry over to their personal
lives. It sounds like hell.
Well.
The whole thing just
you
sounds
know,
like
it,
hell.
It kind of is, I have to tell you, but they look great, and again, it's not just about looking good in the uniform. It's really important that they, you know, if they look good, they feel good, and if they feel good, they really do perform well. And it's not about being skinny. I don't want any skinny cheerleaders, and you know, and at the same time, I can't have cheerleaders who are, you know, don't look great in that uniform either because they're not, you know, they're too large for the uniform either. They've got to be just healthy and fit. They've
yep.
just got to be fit and healthy. That's all I'm looking for. So, you know, there's this preconceived notion by people that they either have to be too skinny or it's not. They just have to look great, whether they're in the uniform or whether they're in their, you know, however they're carrying themselves, they have to feel good about themselves,
yep.
and they have to be healthy. That's
yep.
all there is to it.
Wow.
You know, and the only way to do that is through healthy diet choices, not a diet, but healthy nutrition choices. Don't eat potato chips, you know, eat chicken and eat salad.
Do you give some of the rookies recommendations on how to eat?
Yeah,
or
the only recommendation yeah. I give them is don't eat junk food.
Yeah.
And eat plenty. You know, before a game, eat plenty, and at home eat plenty, but just make wise food choices. Don't diet, eat wise, you know, make wise yeah. food choices, and you got to move every day. Exercise, just exercise every day. I don't care what you do, whether you run the ramps or whether you do yoga or whether you go for a walk. It doesn't matter what you do, you just have to do something. And there's never excuse, no matter how busy you are. There's never an excuse.
I feel like yep. she's telling us.
No, it's just, it's true. You know, it's true.
Oh, it's justified. You can go ahead and.
But it's just true.
We're going to have a word with Mike about Pizza Wednesday, I think. Make it P90X Wednesday,
that's right.
I think.
You guys can come and you can do P90X with the cheerleaders on Tuesdays or Saturdays. Join us. I challenge you both.
Oh, boy.
See the headline now.
You can come do Insanity
Fat
with us
pro shop
Saturday
guys
morning.
Die in cheerleader
no,
facility.
Just don't eat your potato chips and you'll be fine.
Rescue workers well, call to well, Dana Farber Fieldhouse.
Bring out the oxygen tanks.
Yeah. Yes, that would be helpful.
And then you'll both be starring in our fabulous swimsuit calendar next year.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm going to have to vote against that one.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I don't know. I think I have the legs for it.
You have the lovely calendar displayed in here as well.
I see that. I know you have last year's calendar displayed, and you have Brittany. She's beautiful, isn't she?
She is. I don't think Jason has got us this year's calendar yet.
We have it right here.
Really?
Maybe we'll leave one
right
behind.
Right here, right on the counter.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about this year's calendar, Tracy?
Yes. I can talk about it.
Yeah, I know. Tim has it right
I'm
now.
I'm sorry. Was that allowed?
This year's calendar was shot in the beautiful Dominican Republic. And
have you been there before? As part
I have.
Of
I think this was our third year going to the Dominican Republic with TNT Vacations, and it was a blast. And it was a fan come along. We've done that several years, and it's worked out great. You know, it's just a really, really great time. There's so many interactive events that we do, from beach volleyball games, again, fitness, stay healthy, to, you know, cocktail parties on the beach, to, you know, just, you know, people being able to come and watch some of the photo shoots. And you know, the most important thing is we get the swimsuit shoot accomplished. And the girls, it's the start of the season. They get an opportunity to bond and to really get to know each other. And it's a way to kind of kick off the practice schedule for them, when they really then, in fact, know each other. And it makes for a much more blended and bonded season.
So it's not 100% work. I'm sure they work really hard, but they get to enjoy a little bit, it sounds like.
There's a lot of work, believe it or not,
I'm
involved.
Sure.
But no, not 100% work. I'd say for the cheerleaders, probably 40% work, 60% play on the swimsuit calendar.
There's no ramps on the beach?
There are, no, but you know what? But they do run every single morning. I see them running, and they always go to the fitness. I mean, they're shooting a calendar. They want to look great for their shoot. So, yeah, they work out a lot. But you can always tell the ones who shoot early on in the week. You know, they're the ones that are having dessert at the all-inclusive resort every single night. Yeah, you know, because there's not a no-junk food policy on the at the beach resort.
So you were talking about the cover, how you practiced for it, you set up, you know, prepared. So it's not like Sports Illustrated where somebody, you know, you take individual pictures and someone winds up being the cover. Like, you selected the girls for the cover?
Well,
like, how did you decide on doing what you did is what I'm guessing I'm getting.
Well, for this particular cover, I wanted to make it a little bit different for this year's cover. We could have used any one of the single shots for the cover of this calendar.
And if you're looking online, you can find the calendar on the Pro Shop website. Just type in cheerleaders in the calendar, or come right up.
Or just cheer, I believe, right?
Or just cheer. That'd probably bring it up, too. Yeah. Just in case you want to look at what we're looking at the cover of the calendar is right there.
Yeah, I wanted to make it different. I mean, I just wanted to make it different than other years. And I wanted to have, you know, since there's nothing on the cover other than the Patriots cheerleader logo that kind of screams Patriots, it's not red, white, and blue, I wanted to make it a little bit unique. So essentially the cover is I chose the three cheerleaders inside. They're wearing what they wore for their swimsuit inside the calendar. I chose three cheerleaders because I thought it kind of had a little bit more of a pop than just
one. 2 years ago there were two on the cover.
Yep.
And then last year there was three. I really thought we were going to go for four this year.
And they would be too small. Yeah.
That's true.
It'd be a little
bit
crowded.
You know, that's a good point.
Yeah, it would be a little bit crowded. And I chose the three cheerleaders who were wearing something that wasn't specifically a swimsuit. One is wearing a sash. Another is wearing kind of a gauzy shirt, and another is wearing kind of a mesh top. So that was the theme. It was kind of like a non-swimsuit type.
It is definitely unique. I love it.
It is unique. Yep, it is unique. So
They look great.
Yeah, and that was just the way that they were chosen. And, you know, they're all – obviously every cheerleader on the team, in my opinion, they're beautiful, but they're three beautiful women.
So if you can't see it on where you are online right now, which I don't know why you wouldn't be able to. But
and that's a shame.
It is a
shame. Check them out. They're beautiful.
It's a beautiful sunset.
Sunrise.
It was a sunrise.
Yeah, it was sunrise.
That's
very
early.
Yeah.
Too early for you, Jim?
That's before I come to work.
Too early for me, yeah.
I can tell you where I was when that was shot.
We're getting a lot of negatives for you. The eating, the exercising, the getting up early.
It's been a rough year for me, Joe. It's been a very rough year for me.
I hear you.
You're not coming on the shoot with us next year. You will be of no help to me, I can tell.
That's true.
All right.
But if anybody wants to come, we haven't decided where the shoot is next year, but we always post it on the cheerleader link of patriots.com.
Have you thought about Rhode Island?
You know, that's a very good idea, but we shoot it so early, it would be really, really
underestimated chilly. State, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Check it out, and hopefully everyone will be able to join us next year.
All right. Well, that's a good start. I think we're going to take a quick break here, so come right back in a minute.
Hey, don't go yet, sir.
But the light turned green.
Well, you don't go till I say so. You play by my rules. My rules. Ball start, loss of 5 yards, still first down.
What are you talking about?
Unsportsmanlike conduct, 10 yards.
Unsportsmanlike is 15 yards.
Move the chains!
You are a crossing guard.
Personal foul, 15 yards.
And stop blowing that whistle.
Think football? Bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warmups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Delay of game, but, 5 yards,
but I,
first down.
But you're not...
Keep the change, patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services N.A. Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2009. Bank of America Corporation.
So, Pat, what time does our flight get in?
It says here American Airlines Flight 505 gets in at 7:05.
Perfect. Game starts at 7:30. I suppose you know our gate number, too?
Yep. It says so right here on my phone, Brian.
Yeah, you think you know everything because you have one of those smartphones.
What's wrong? You're jealous because I can check AA.com, get flight info, gates and times, pretty much anything flight-related?
I like to keep it simple. You know, that's how I roll. I'm old school. So I travel with one of these.
Brian, that's a cordless phone.
Right. No cord.
From your home.
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
To be honest, the range is somewhat limited. But only when I travel.
Find all the flight info you need for the big game or the big meeting at aa.com/mobile. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
You won Patriot season tickets for life. Maybe we could grab a game together.
Who's this again?
It's Dad.
What kind of joke is this? You're not my dad.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm your dad.
Yeah, third one today. Okay, Dad, tell me, when's my birthday?
Oh, come on, Bri. You won Patriot season tickets for life. You want to talk about your birthday?
I'm hanging up.
Yeah, don't hang up on your father.
Oh, yeah. They'll be coming out of the woodwork once they find out you won season tickets for life on a New England Patriots instant game. You could also win $1 million instantly, plus a boatload of other great prizes.
I could do one of those quick adoptions. We could go to the game together and talk about the old days.
We don't have old days.
Good point.
Bye, Daddy.
Pick up the new Patriots instant game from the Mass State Lottery, masslottery.com.
And we are back here on Shop Talk, Jim and Tracy and Jeff. What's going on, guys?
Happy to be back.
Well, we talked about the cover of the calendar, but can we just talk about the contents of it, too?
Sure.
That'd be all right.
Absolutely.
Talk about the content of it?
The contents. The
contents?
We only talked about the cover. I think it's time to open this bad boy up.
Open this bad boy up.
See what's happening.
Well,
what's doing under the hood?
I'll tell you what's doing under the hood. We have 24 cheerleaders, and all 20, what makes our calendar different and unique from most of the... Nice. That's distracting. I was wondering, where did that come from?
I thought it was Jeff.
I know. I was saying, who's talking like that? What makes our calendar unique is that all 24 of our cheerleaders have their own page. So the way we work that is it's a 12-month calendar, but it's fully reversible. So we have 2 months for January, 2 months for February. So you get...
Two girls per month,
yep. Yes. So it works out great. You get to see all 24 cheerleaders in a 12 by 18 picture. It's beautiful.
So how long would the average shoot take?
Average shoot takes about 3 hours.
Per girl? Wow.
Per girl. Yeah, it takes a real long time. You know, you've got to set up the location, set up, you know, the lighting and, you know, from choosing the location to setting up the location, you know, setting up the lighting to hair and makeup and...
Did you ever do the whole 3 hours and then get back and look at the pictures and go, we don't have one we can use? Does that ever happen?
Very, very rarely. But yes, that has happened. And we've gotten to a location and everything's been perfect and all of a sudden it started to rain. Sometimes, you know, we've used that to our advantage and then changed it from a dry shot to a wet shot. We've sucked the girl in the water and it's been perfect. You know, we shoot, you know, sunrise. This shot that you're looking at right now with Alyssa, this one, it was pitch black and the photographer couldn't even, the only time he could see her was when his camera flashed. So I had to stand right there and, you know, just fix.
That's Alyssa from the cover.
That was Alyssa from the cover, yeah.
Now, October.
In October, yeah. So, you know, from early sunrise when the sun, and that is the late sunset. So, you know, starting at 4:30 in the morning and sometimes finishing as late as midnight. And indoor and outdoor and in swimming pools and in the ocean.
Where do the, who chooses the suits?
it's sometimes
the, all the apparel.
We've had sponsors.
Why are they not wearing stuff from PatriotsProShop.com?
I know. You know, why don't you give us some stuff from PatriotsProShop.com? Let's, you
we
know.
Didn't think of that.
I think, fans, what do you think? Do you think that they would look good in some, you know, some winter coats here on the swimsuit calendars?
Probably not. No.
I think they might.
Winter coats?
Yeah, a nice winter coat here in Dominican Republic.
No.
Jim?
No.
Might be a little warm.
Maybe some cut jerseys would be cute.
So, I'm sorry, I missed the answer. Where do they come from?
Well, sometimes we've had sponsors, swimsuit sponsors in some years. Other years, just the cheerleaders' own suits.
Really? They just choose their own?
Well, they
You
they
know
all
before
bring
you're
own.
Going, though, right?
We know before we're going. Right. And what we do, this particular year, we had a swimsuit night, and all of the cheerleaders brought every suit that they owned. We laid them on the floor in the field house, and I just picked a suit for each cheerleader, what looked best. And sometimes we get down there, and, you know, we pick out a particular suit for a girl, and then I find a location, and a different suit is warranted, and we change it last minute, but typically they know because they need to choose their accessories and their shoes. And yeah,
and how many, they look fantastic.
How many pictures do you normally take per girl?
There ends up for a 24-month calendar, we usually end up with about 10,000 shots that I have to narrow down to 24 pictures. Takes a really long time.
Yes, I would think so.
Takes a long time, but you want to have more to choose from than not enough.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
So, you know, and there's usually, we usually do 3 poses per cheerleader. So every
cheerleader. Oh, that way you increase the odds you'll get something that you think
yeah,
really pops.
Yeah, we usually know, the photographer and I usually know, you know, which one we like the most. We usually choose kind of a key pose, and then we'll take a couple others just in case that one isn't, you know, doesn't look the same as what we had hoped. But obviously now that things are digital, it's so much easier than it was, you know, 10 years ago when, you know, you come back from the shoot and you're looking at, believe it or not, you're looking
Polaroids.
At slides. Well, slides, and you're just hoping, you know, we thought we had it, but apparently we didn't. And, you know, then what do you do?
Right, exactly.
Then, you know, then you have to settle, and now you never have to settle. You know, now you never have to settle.
Or you have so many good shots, but you can only use one of each girl.
Yep. That's a good problem to have, though.
Should be a weekly calendar.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
Like a daily
desk calendar. Two girls?
A desk calendar. You just peel one off every day and there's a different picture.
There you go.
Something we could sell in the pro shop.
You could have you could make like April be all bloopers.
Yeah.
April be all bloopers. Girls with like one eye closed.
No, I'm not liking that idea. No, not a good idea. Again, I'm
not
bringing you.
Trust the product people, Tracy.
Yeah, I'm not bringing you on next year's shoot already.
Yeah, I think you're losing your consulting
gig. He'd be feeding the girls donuts. He'd be telling them, no P90X or insanity.
Nobody get up before 10 a.m.
I think P90X is illegal outside the U.S.
Sleep in really late and close your eyes for all the shoots so we can sell a blooper calendar.
Blooper calendar.
Bad idea.
But I was a major bobblehead.
Right.
It would sell. That's all I'm saying. It would sell.
It would not sell.
I'd buy one.
You would buy one just to prove a point.
And so we sold one.
There you go. To start. The longest journey starts with a single step, Jeff. You know that.
Wow. Yeah. You're just in
deep.
That was very profound.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like to think I'm a little
very profound.
Fired.
So what do you think? Should we give away one of the calendars today?
Okay. I don't like giving them away. No, I think it's great. I think it's a great idea to give one away. I'll have a little trivia contest, will we? What's the question?
You got a question? You don't have a question?
Tracy should come up with a question.
Why? You know, I'm just filling in for Mike. You know, I was on vacation today.
All right, let's make it really easy. Where was the calendar shot this year? The last,
very good
the last
question.
3 years. If you can't get that right, you don't deserve this calendar.
The last 3 years.
And I will keep it for myself.
Okay. We'll
put it up in the office
the
here.
The last 3 years, and it wasn't the same
so
every
we can all
year.
Enjoy it.
So that's harder than you think. It wasn't the same. All right,
so if you know the answer to that question, you can give us a call at 508-543-7482 or send us an email to webradio@patriots.com.
And I know my friend Q is listening. You better call in.
There you go. We got a winner.
And we'll ship it anywhere.
Anywhere.
You
what about
will
like the North Pole?
We ship there.
What if Santa wanted it?
Santa can have it.
He already has one. He delivers them all the time.
I'll have to check my list and see if Santa was a good boy.
There you go. So, Tracy, I understand there's a cheerleader exhibit in the hall at Patriot Place.
And I think it's only up and through the end of September. So if you haven't been yet, you
got
have
a couple
to.
Weeks left?
Yeah, you got
have
a couple
you been,
weeks
Jeff?
Left.
I have not.
I have not either. Maybe we could go together.
Go
we
together.
Need to get
go
up
tonight
there.
After the show. It's,
maybe.
It's awesome.
To call my wife and see if it's
I'll have
right
to put
her.
Off my workout, though.
Oh, <That's> You know, you could take the ramps.
He was running for the ramps right
run
up to the
show. Ramps.
I'll run the ramps to the hall. That's
grab
what I'll
your
do.
Bag of potato chips, run the ramps, and head right over. Yeah. Okay, Jeff. Check it out, though. It's great.
I definitely will.
It's called Cheers will. Through the Years, and it showcases the Patriots cheerleaders and some of the things that they've done for the past since 1960, actually.
Really?
Yeah, and they had the unveiling of the exhibit back in July, which turned out to be pretty much a reunion, actually, and it was great to see some.
Yeah, Mike made that.
Yeah, Mike,
but he can't make
yeah,
the show.
Mike
today.
Managed, and he worked late that night too. Yeah. Not only did he make that, but he happened to put in some OT that
funny,
night.
Funny
too.
Where his commitment yeah. really yeah. seemed to be strong.
Told his wife yeah. he was the only one that could cover the store for right. some event. Finger
yeah.
quotes.
Isn't that funny?
Know.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And he remembered everyone's names. I didn't remember everybody's names. Mike did.
I
would have to walk up to Periello and say, Mike, who's that? Who's that again?
I'd be more concerned if a lot of them remembered his name.
And Mike's like, she's a Scorpio. You know?
Right, right. Yeah, he knew everyone's names, and they all knew him. Mike, hi. Mm-hmm. Pretty bad. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think they were just looking for their old discount again. I don't know. Mike, sorry to tell you that.
I am not surprised.
And Mike would probably hand it out, too.
Yeah, he's a player.
Yeah.
He's a player.
So the exhibit's been up since July.
Yeah, and, you know, they have everything from displays from our military work that we've done to old uniforms all the way through our current new uniform. They've got everything. They've got every kind of artifact you can imagine, pictures and clippings and stories and it's amazing. You really have to go see it.
No, I need to go see that.
Absolutely. We'll make a point of going up there.
So we think it's on at least through this month, right?
It is. It's through at least through the end of September.
Yep.
And
speaking of uniforms, was it last year you had white uniforms and this year you're back to navy?
We did. We had white uniforms for
a couple of years.
For a couple of years, yeah. And
you
like the white?
I do like the white.
You know, a lot of people like white. The reason that I had gone and changed the uniforms to white, that you know, obviously there's so much navy on the sidelines, and I wanted a way to have the cheerleaders really stand mm-hmm. out. And I figured, what a way to do that than to put them in the white. But, you know, no better way to do that. But, you know, there's something to be said for having the privilege of wearing red, white, and blue, and in
true.
Part because
I like the regular uniform a lot too. Just when the white first came out, it was like wow,
right?
Absolutely
blown away.
You know what?
The wow factor.
Also remember
there.
Though the wow factor, and also remember though I'm looking at it right now that when the uniform first comes out too, and you first time you see it, it's in the summer. And,
that's true.
And in New England, you know, and our cheerleaders wear that all through the year, and they wear that, you know, for indoor promotions, and it's December, and they're no longer tan, and you know we don't have the luxury of you know having the you know that
Jim wears
tan
white
year
after
round.
Labor Day. It's
and
quite
he
annoying.
Should not wear tan after Labor Day.
I'm no slave to fashion.
But you know we have the best
well,
colors.
True,
in the, we have the best colors in the NFL. You know we've got
agreed.
The red, white, and blue. And because of all of the military tours that we do, there's nothing better than to put that you know that patriotic uniform on and support the troops overseas with that patriotic uniform on. And back to the halter and hot pants. And we. You know, fans really seemed to like that old uniform that we had.
No,
so
I think it was a good.
Back,
I think it was a good amount of time in between. Because
yeah.
when I came back this year and I saw it for the first time, I was like, "Oh yeah, this is cool. This is." Yeah.
And I added.
You know, it was the right time.
Hundreds
you timed
and hundreds
it well,
of crystals and took away the star, you know, on the hip and put the Patriots logo on there and kind of just brought it back, but just made it.
It must
better.
Be a fun night the first time they get their uniforms and try them on and they get
oh,
to wear
yeah,
them. Oh
yeah, they
that.
Love it. Yeah, and the cheerleaders they don't call them crystals; they call them diamonds. And I really think they believe that they're diamonds. They're really fancy people. Yeah, so you know it kind of keeps it. Even though it's just kind of a redesign, they feel like it's something new too.
Sure,
so
exactly.
Yeah, we got new boots in and the new palms, and I wouldn't let them wear the new boots or hold the new palms till the new uniform till they got that brand new uniform in. So they felt like a fresh new package, and it was pretty fun putting it on for the first time. And
now, do you reevaluate that every year? Like in the off season, you'll decide, do I want to tweak it at all or go with the same ones?
Yeah, you know.
Or?
I probably will keep this for a couple of years and then decide again. So sometimes you just need to just freshen it up just a little bit. Yeah. And
do you consult with other NFL teams and their cheerleaders about their uniforms? I mean,
consult about the uniforms. We do. I do consult with the other NFL teams on. You know, we have a great. You know, we have a great networking system where, you know, every
you bounce
week.
Bounce ideas off them and everything.
Probably a couple times a week, there's, you know, emails that go back and forth, you know, about anything from calendar ideas to, you name it, we talk about it.
That's great.
We
that makes things so much
meeting.
Better.
Oh, yeah. You could ask any single director anything, or you send a mass email out to all of them about anything.
It's, when I first started working here, I was kind of surprised how – well, not surprised, but pleasantly surprised at how the buyers, Jeff and Ken, you know, had great relationships with other teams.
Mm-hmm.
It's a funny thing. And very few times in business do you have – someone who does exactly what you do, but they're not your competitor.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, we're all in this together.
Coke can't call up Pepsi.
Right.
You know,
right.
Ford doesn't call up Chevy.
No.
You know,
we're good.
But you can call up another team and talk to them about what they're doing, get ideas, and make yours better. That's pretty rare.
We're good friends with the Carolina Panthers, but we're not after their fan base. They're not after ours. We're not competing. We're just trying to help each other, because if you help each other, you're helping the NFL.
Right. Exactly. I remember when they came to visit and I got to talk to them a bit, it was fun to be able to tell them, hey, here's what works for us. Here's what we've had really great success with.
Right.
And you just in my business life, I haven't had too many opportunities where you would be willing to share your secrets with someone who does what you do, because they would normally be your direct competition. So
exactly.
It's great that you have that communication.
To share that secret.
It does.
When you
learn something
really
that can impact your business or your team in that case.
Because you know you share that one secret, and they're going to share a secret back with you, and you can only get better. And it's a great resource to have. We have an annual meeting, and you know, in addition,
where's
to sharing,
that? Probably somewhere fancy and warm.
You know what? Every year it's different. every year it's different. But you know, you just share a lot of ideas. But and then you know, you also have that social bonding time too.
Right.
That's, you know, that's great. It's pretty awesome.
Do the cheerleaders still go to one away game every year? I know years and years ago, they used to go to one away game every year.
Our cheerleaders do. They typically go to the Miami game every year, because, of course, they want to go someplace
sunny
where it's warm.
Sunny and warm.
Yeah.
It's Miami Beach.
They want to go where it's warm. Yeah.
Of course.
Not all of them. You know, just a handful. Depends on
You don't want to go to Buffalo in December?
Yeah,
no?
We've done that. That's the game. That's where we used to go.
Miami this year is...
Too many times we got stuck in the snow, and we finally said, you know, that's enough.
Yeah. When's Miami this year? Away, here, it's January 2nd, right?
Yeah, down there, it's...
It's October 4th.
Yeah, it's the fourth game of the year, I think. It's Monday night, is it? Yeah.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Well, we got an email here. Somebody with an answer to the trivia question.
Okay.
It says, guys, the answer is Dominican Republic. That's where the calendar shoot
took place. Ding, ding, ding.
Love Tracy on the show. Best. Chantal, I think I'm saying that
I take
right?
that as one vote to keep Tracy and get rid of Mike.
Okay.
That's what I'm reading into that.
All
okay,
right.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And your answer is correct. The only thing is just type back and again and just say Aruba in the middle. So it was Dominican, Aruba, Dominican. Okay, type back and you'll win this. I'm whispering.
I think we'll give it to him.
It already won.
Already won. Bingo. Thank you.
We don't have the round of applause.
Round of applause?
Do we have to?
We got
to
do it.
There we go. Nice job. All right.
And that means you're coming with us next year, wherever that may be. Right.
Which has yet to be determined.
Yet to be determined, but hopefully will be determined very, very soon.
And we know Rhode Island is in the running.
It'll be very, very cold in April. I'm thinking
you did one calendar shoot up here in the New England area.
We've done
a
lot of calendars up here in the New England area until I finally caught on that it's really way too cold. It really is way too cold.
How many years did it take to figure that out?
It took me a long time.
When do you usually do it? Like April, May?
Yeah, you know, and actually we used to do the calendar later, and now that we want to have them ready in time for training camp, we've realized that we need to start shooting the calendar early, i.e. April. And, you know, to shoot on the beach and, you know, Narragansett in April doesn't work out that great.
Were you in the Middle East this year, too? Was that earlier this year or was that last year?
This year, we were in the Middle East last year. This year, we were in China in January.
Oh,
right,
China.
Yeah,
that's what
we were in
China
in January this year.
That must
year.
Have been incredible.
That was incredible. That was our fourth trip to China.
Wow.
Yeah, it was awesome. China is amazing.
Fourth trip
to China.
So how
I have
many
a
girls
lot of
got to go?
Flyer
you and how
miles.
Many girls?
I went with four cheerleaders this trip. Yeah, we were promoting the Super Bowl and kind of spreading the word about American football and the Super Bowl this particular trip
what
in
was,
China.
What was a couple of the highlights of that? I'm just curious.
This particular time?
Or overall?
Overall? Performed in the Bird's Nest.
Oh, yeah, the opening ceremony.
The opening ceremony stadium for the Olympics. I have to say, I've seen a tremendous amount of growth over there in China of knowledge about American football and the Patriots brand and the NFL.
Nice.
Believe it or not, since we first started going, and that is the goal of the NFL and the Patriots sending the cheerleaders over there. And So that's this progress, and that's pretty rewarding. We've climbed the Great Wall on days when it was 110 degrees, wow. And we've been on the Great Wall in times when it was nothing but sheer ice, and we've had to slide down. That was pretty fun. I wouldn't say that's rewarding. That's just pretty cool.
Yeah.
Who gets to do that?
Absolutely.
Tiananmen Square, and just the sightseeing in the places that we've been. The people in China are absolutely amazing. You know, they love Americans, and they just really, really want to learn. And they're very, very smart, very, very smart. I mean, almost such a high percentage of people over there speak English. They want to learn. Mm-hmm. Students just walk up to you on the street and just want to have a conversation, and they want you to correct them. They want to just converse and say, and they will say, correct me. I'm learning. I'm training. And they'll just talk, and they want you to correct their grammar. And, it's pretty amazing. You think, wow, it's
making a difference.
Making a difference.
That's a once-in-a-lifetime trip four times.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's amazing. I mean, we taught Chinese dancers and cheerleaders routines so that they could perform at the Olympic Games.
Wow.
The experiences are amazing.
Do you have any others coming up in the future? Anything booked?
We've been invited
to Vermont
tentatively, yeah, to go to Maine to visit Ken Flanders.
Oh boy.
We've declined
Very
for
good.
Reasons I don't need to get into. I might get invited back on the show if Mike Perriello calls in sick again, which is likely.
I think you've appeared on the show as many times as Ken has.
Yeah.
Probably.
Ken Flanders. But we have a tentative opportunity to visit troops in Kuwait. In February. It hasn't been firmed up yet, but that's...
You've gone several times there, right, too?
We've been to Kuwait countless times, yeah.
Did Tracy share with you the video of the shell hitting the side of the mountain, right? That's the one you sent
me
last
picture,
year.
Yeah,
oh,
it's a picture, yeah. Photo.
Was
and that's in the hall at Patriot Place. Cheerleader exhibit. There's a big picture, as well as a letter from the commanding officer at that base that pretty much says, in a nutshell, sorry you got shot at when you were leaving.
There's like a giant hole in the side of the mountain where the shell
Black
left
the helicopter was leaving. The base was getting fired at with mortars, and it was pretty crazy. But I mean, when we go to visit the troops, we're on the front lines, and it makes you really have an appreciation.
They must really appreciate you guys coming out and being there.
More important than that, it makes us appreciate the fact that our troops are there and what they're doing. So and we get to come back here and spread the word too.
That's fantastic.
To everybody here to say, hey, those men and women over there, they're pretty special, and what they're doing
that they are
is pretty cool. And
excellent. Good job.
Yep.
All right. So we got the New York Jets this Sunday.
Hate the Jets.
4:00 game. Any thoughts on the game?
Jets
real quick.
Stink.
Hate the Jets.
Jets stink.
You know,
did you guys watch Hard Knocks?
Yes, I did watch it. I loved it more than I wanted to like it.
I was intrigued.
I lived in New York for 8 years. Right. So I understand the way it works there. And I can tell you, if they lose this game this week, it's going to be ugly in that area.
With a capital U, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to love it.
Yeah, I'm going to love it, too. I
I'm
hope it
like
happens.
It. We'll hear that once at the beginning of the game, and hopefully that's it.
I get my kids to chant J-E-R-K-S, jerks, jerks, jerks.
Oh, that's great.
I personally like J-E-F-F, Jeff, Jeff, Jeff.
In fact, you probably thought that's what they were saying for many years.
Hey!
No, I just think because they're 0-1, and they basically were embarrassed.
The pressure's been on.
And paid like $20 billion for a
And went on Hard Knocks and said they're going to the Super Bowl and that they're the best team and they can run it whenever they want and they're going to go for a goddamn snack and all that stuff.
Yeah.
They go 0-2.
Let's go eat a goddamn snack.
See? That's making me a little hungry. I'm not going to lie to you.
I
got all sorts of fun
that.
Toys
makes,
back here.
Makes me a little bit hungry. Did you bring any snacks, Tracy?
No, because there's a no junk food policy. How many times do I need?
Did I say junk food?
What do you not get?
I said snack.
What do you not get?
Could be a banana.
You're
or totally.
Wait, play that clip again. Does he say? Give me some junk food.
Let's go to eat a goddamn snack.
No, he doesn't say.
He's
junk
never making the team. He's never making my team either. You're not going to make my team. He's not making my team.
Look, we call him Sexy Rexy.
If I ever get that big, you can. You have the right to just shoot me dead right on the spot.
He'll never wear the boots. Never.
But my point is, if they go 0-2 at home, I mean, they're going to come out. You're going to see the best they can possibly give you.
Yeah.
You know, and that's going to be a great game.
They're going to need it.
No matter what happens after we win, it's going to be a great game.
Absolutely.
Can't wait. Looking forward to it.
Same here, and we will have more to talk about next week. So, Jim, thank you for being here as always.
Well, Tracy, it's nice that I could show up, unlike Mike.
Tracy, you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you, Tracy.
I hope Mike calls in sick again soon so I can come back.
We'll bring you in even when Mike is here. We will bring you back this year.
Sure you will.
And thank you for listening for this Wednesday. Take care.
PatriotsProShop.com.
All right.